I don't know. I'm trying to give it some thought. There's got to be a use. There's 100 of them, it's reported, out there. And we'll think of something. I appreciate your call, sir.
Yeah.
On my Area 51 line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh, man, I don't know where to start. They're going to... they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
You can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
I started getting...
Well, this was certainly interesting. We are now on a backup system, everybody. A backup system. And that one caller that I had on the air... I guess we were about in the middle of his transmission, his telephone call, which was one of the strangest ones I've ever had, and the entire transmitting system by satellite went down here, and we were notified we were off the air, and it would appear to be from this end, and some sort of massive transmit failure. So we are now using a backup system to be on the air, and not that I would normally believe this kind of thing, mind you, but I can't help but wonder if somebody zapped us in some way. We'll find out. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Arbel?
Yes.
What just happened there with the transmission?
Oh, well, what happened is the transmitter here blew its cookies in some way. Something knocked us off the air, and we're on a backup system now.
Is it the government or...
I don't know.
It has to be something, though.
Well, did you hear... Now, you tell me, because you were listening.
That was awful strange.
There was a really weird guy on the air when it went off?
Yeah. Real weirded out.
Like, going... Sort of sounding paranoid, schizophrenic.
Yeah. Like crying and everything.
Yeah. And how far into the conversation was it when it went off?
Just a couple... About 15, 20 seconds, I'd say.
Oh, you guys you really missed a call then, and I've got a feeling somebody didn't want you to hear it. Well, let me tell you what a very, very interesting turn of events. Right in the middle of a very, very strange, one of the strangest calls I've ever had, we apparently lost all transmit capability on this end, here in Nevada. The transmitter went belly up suddenly. For some unknown reason. I've never seen it do this in all the years that we've been on the air. I have never seen the transmitter in this way just simply fail, massively fail, like a massive heart attack of some kind. And so we have gone to a backup system to get signal to you right now, and I presume it is getting to you right now. Totally bizarre, folks. Totally bizarre. So I presume that you got to hear whatever they grabbed quickly, which I believe in this case was a bit of the Mark Furman interview. Must have seemed a bit out of context, I would say. Good interview, but you had to hear it in context. All right, well, we will continue on with the backup system and go to work on the primary system. This is why we have backup systems. I tell you, live radio is weird stuff, folks. Anything can happen, and this is another perfect example of that. On the run, trying to get things done in a five-hour program, anything can occur, and we have had... My transmitter has had an apparent massive heart attack. Or something happened to it, or somebody did something to it. And I will not mention the alternative means we're doing to get... accomplishing to get a signal up there right now, or to the network, let me put it that way, but pretty weird, and it certainly occurred at a pretty weird time. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art Bell?
Yes. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
Turn it off. There you go.
Thank you.
Where are you?
This is Barbara in Kingman, Arizona.
Hi, Barbara.
My husband and I have a question about that interruption you had, and also about Dannon.
Yes.
And
all right, the interruption first. What do you want to know?
Okay. Was that person flipped out or?
Sounded flipped out to me.
Yeah.
But did it have anything? Did it have anything to do with our failure? It was a. I must admit, of all the times that it would go out, that was a pretty weird time.
Yes, Art, this is Mark, her husband.
Yes.
And our phones went dead.
Your phones went dead?
Yes.
At that same time?
At that same time.
Where are you?
We're in Kingman, Arizona.
Kingman. And
we're on the other side of Area 51.
So your phones are now restored, obviously, because you're talking to me.
Right. And that sounded...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When it went off, what were you hearing?
I was hearing the man talking, and he sounded like he was almost in tears.
Yeah.
And then I heard it like a static interruption, and then you went off the air. It was just like zip, and then the phone went dead.
Too weird for me. Too weird for me, and you're telling me that your phone went dead at the same time.
Yes.
We remain, ladies and gentlemen, on a backup system at this hour. The transmitter on this end, apparently having had a massive heart attack or stroke, I don't know, everything's out, literally everything's out, and to add to the mystery, I just got a fax and I just verified it. Last words heard were, approximately, quote, major cities will be wiped out. They want this to better control the remaining population, and then I guess, according to this faxer, that's where we went off the air. Then I got another fax a moment ago saying, Art, during that exact moment that you went off the air, the counter on the website jumped by about 300, and you went over 5 million. And I just checked it out. I'm on my own website right now, and he is exactly correct. Man, what a night. Broadcast. There's nothing like live broadcasting in the entire world. There's nothing like live broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing. Now, I just talked to my boss at the network, Alan Corbett, and he said, you know, in 35 years of broadcasting, this is the weirdest event that I've ever heard. And I second that. There are presently engineers racing to the network, probably already there at this hour. And so it's pretty weird. This whole thing is pretty weird. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
I just wanted to say a couple things about the fellow who called and was so scared.
Yes.
It's often hard to tell who's telling the truth and who's not telling the truth. But I was talking myself out of believing that he was for real.
Yep.
Because he was sort of too scary.
Yep.
But going back to, I get certain physical sensations when I know I'm hearing the truth. And that guy was for real.
Well?
I believe he was. I think you have a couple of callers tonight who were absolutely for real.
I say, yeah, me too. I say it again. I've been broadcasting for 30 years. And in 30 years, I have never seen what happened happen. In 30 years, I never have had a call quite like the one that I had when this occurred. Let's go to our international line and say good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm going to use an alias of Bill. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Bill, Tucson?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get on my international line?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I called the 1702 number.
Oh, you did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, why are you using an alias? There must be a reason for that.
I used to work for Hughes Aircraft as maintenance mechanic, maintenance engineering.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the work at Area 51 comes out of Hughes Aircraft.
You bet it does.
And we worked with some equipment. I don't want to get real specific.
By the way, just so you know,
fairly top secret equipment.
Just so you know, sir, I'm a Hughes AML Microwave School alumni myself.
Okay. We used to have a piece of equipment. We had a hell of a time shielding. And whatever hammered you, hammered Tucson.
Hammered Tucson?
It hammered Tucson, Arizona.
How so?
I was sitting here working on my computer listening to the radio, and at exactly 10, maybe 15 seconds before you lost your signal,
yes.
I lost every bit of data in my computer.
You're kidding.
My hard drive is fine, but every bit of data on it's gone.
And that implies an EMP pulse.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You know what? You
well,
know what?
There's more.
Well, let me suggest something to you. Hold on, slow down. Did you know that our Defense Department requested permission to zap a satellite in orbit with a laser? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
That's news that's been breaking over the last few days, and that just came back to me now.
Now, you got hit with an EMP pulse. I would be willing to bet because what I was telling you about this piece of equipment, we had a hell of a time shielding. If I didn't keep my watch in my locker, it would wipe my watch, too. I got a digital watch.
Yeah?
I went and checked my watch. It's wiped. It's blank. It's reading 12 midnight, flashing. Just as if I would change the battery. Whatever hits your transmitter, I have to tend to believe we've got a lot of cloud cover down here right now.
Yeah?
I think we got a cloud bounce out of it, and it hammered Tucson.
Okay. I appreciate the call. I'm sorry you lost everything on your drive.
I've got it backed up on disk. That's no big deal, but I'm just letting you know I've seen what EMP can do.
Well, I just got handed a fax from Buzz in California. It says, Art, don't know if you heard the comment, the caller who claimed to be a gap fixer, but he said that you were pulsed.
Uh-huh.
And you agree.
Uh-huh. I didn't hear the comment, but I can certainly concur that you got pulsed.
I
believe the validity of that one call, I believe it was absolutely valid.
I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, there's a bunch of people saying it then. I'm in a very strange business, you know. I believe in coincidence. I really don't like jumping to some sort of conspiratorial answer for something that occurs automatically, but for this to occur at that particular moment, something that I've never seen occur in 30 years of broadcasting, during a very specific moment, I find that coincidence way beyond any probability. And now I'm getting callers saying, yeah, it was pulsed. It was done to you. Just forget about the fact that I will seem to be blown off the air. I mean, I've never seen it. Forget about that. And just go back to the content of the call as much as you heard.
Yeah, it was strange. I mean, I'm a little nervous. I'm not used to speaking on the radio, but I didn't know what happened. I thought possibly that you had gotten off the air with him and was speaking to him, and you had cut the music on yourself because it sounded like he was starting to lose it and you were
you know, just trying to calm him down. And
No, that call was completed. I mean, in the sense that I would say it went on probably another minute from that point, and then he screamed, and the connection terminated.
And the scream was not recorded by your network in Oregon?
No, because that's when we lost the satellite.
Right.
And I thought I was still on the air. I looked over, I saw my hotline from the network ringing. Mm-hmm. I picked it up, and they said, hey, we've lost you.
Right. And what do you think prompted the scream? Could you hear anything in that 1 minute that the network, where we had could no longer hear him, but you still could? What did he say during that 1 minute interval? Do you recall, or...? That would be interesting.
It was kind of like he realized that he had been on too long. I'm sort of paraphrasing the last minute because it was a very confused time.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the sense that he felt that he had been on too long, that somebody was on to him or something was about to happen to him. And then at the very end, this is all stuff you didn't hear.
Right.
It was kind of a scream and a screech and a cutoff, and just a click.
And did the other man, the mystery, or the penthouse guest in your studio, did he get to hear what you heard, or was it just like through your...
No, he got to hear what I... thank God. Yeah, you're right. You know what? Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Take those headphones off. Take those headphones off. Talk to this caller. Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, you got to hear that 1 minute interval of between when the network cut off and when the man screamed and hung up the phone or was...
Well, actually, the call, what Art said is what happened. The call was completed. He screamed and then the line went dead. And there was even another phone caller after that, I think an open line.
Right.
Caller, and he was talking for a while, and it was during that call that I think Art realized that we weren't broadcasting.
Right. Anymore. I understand that. I was just getting at during that 1 minute, we, you know, when Art replayed what the network had on tape, we got to hear the caller who was, disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
What he had to say until that instant when it was cut off for us, but you still got to hear another minute of that phone call.
Yeah, it's hard to say how much more of that there was, but yeah, probably about a minute.
About a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, you couldn't relay to the audience anything additionally as to what the caller was saying or about disasters or anything else. Did he give anything more specific, or could you hear anything in the background? I mean, was it like, did someone run up to the phone and knock it out of his hand, or, you know, could you tell?
Well, I actually thought it sounded something like that, or the phone dropping. It was hard to tell, and I think it got kind of more and more rambling toward the end and more disconnected, but...
No, that's fine. I was just, as I was saying to Art, that he had a caller who several weeks ago mentioned a bunch of employees, or now former employees, of Cheyenne Mountain in Wyoming, which is connected with, I think, NORAD or SAC or something, and into which is fed all of the electronic and other intelligence information from around the world, vis-a-vis the federal government. And it's the impression I got, and I know some other people who listened that they got as well, was that these people saw something that scared the heck out of them, and it was something that they thought they could survive by leaving the country.
Mm-hmm.
And here this caller earlier, this disturbed man, is saying there are impending disasters, which can be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
There are safe areas you can go to, but the government or the people in power are not going to inform the average, citizen, the average American of these things, because it's going to serve some purpose that they have. That the people in Cheyenne, Mount Wyoming, who presumably, possibly have access to this same information, saw this stuff. At least this is the conclusion maybe I'm coming to. Not categorically or absolutely, but there is some kind of an overlap here. Possibly saw the same information and decided to get to one of these so-called safe areas.
Yeah, well, I recall the show, but I wouldn't know anything
more about that. I just figured I'd bring it up
as
maybe an issue. Maybe someone else can call in, or someone who knows more about the Cheyenne Mountain.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put Art back on.
Okay.
All right, I'm here again.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, all right, I heard all that, and I appreciate your call.
Okay.
And it's worthy, it's noteworthy, what you said, the connection you make, and I'll think about that.
Yeah, I, living in New York, I get your show on the skip from various cities, so I don't
sure.
get to hear it every night, so maybe I was thinking I missed something in the interim. But
no, you heard an interesting show tonight, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Your show is great.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Take care. Well, listen, this strange, strange night is over. I'm out of time. From the islands, you're going to get the honors this morning, so do it.
Fantastic.
Do it, do it, do it.
From Honolulu, Godspeed to everyone.
That's it. Good night.
Good night.
That's it, folks. From the high desert. I'll be thinking about this one for a while. James on prod tomorrow night, assuming we're here. Good night.